In this bulletin, Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin conclude their first presidential meeting. A household contact of a locally acquired COVID-19 case has also tested positive in Sydney. And in sport, wildcard entries for former Wimbledon champions Andy Murray and Venus Williams. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. United States President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have concluded a four-hour meeting in Geneva. It's the first time the two leaders have met since President Biden took office in January. During the talks, the leaders agreed to reinstate their ambassadors to each other's capitals and to resume arms control talks. But Mr. Putin dismissed U.S. concerns about the arrest and imprisonment of opposition leader Alexei Navalny and about Russia's increased military presence on the border of Ukraine. Joe Biden says the tone of the meeting was good and positive and showed the importance of meeting face-to-face.
I did what I came to do. Number one, identify areas of practical work our two countries can do to advance our mutual interest and also benefit the world. Two, communicate directly, that the United States will respond to actions that impair our vital interest or those of our allies. And three, to clearly lay out our country's priorities and our values. So he heard it straight from me.
Russian President Putin described the meeting as constructive.
As for the overall assessment, I believe that there has been no hostility. On the contrary, the meeting took place in a constructive spirit. We have varied assessments on a number of issues, but I believe both sides expressed willingness to understand each other and to seek ways to bilateral rapprochement.
New South Wales Health says a household contact of a locally acquired COVID-19 case reported on Wednesday has also tested positive. The list of exposure sites has been expanded, with most located within Sydney's eastern suburbs. Authorities are also investigating how COVID-19 spread between some returned travelers that spent time in hotel quarantine. It's unclear how transmission occurred from a couple to another returned traveler who were all staying on the same floor at the Radisson Blu quarantine hotel. All three people arrived on the same flight from Doha to Sydney on the 1st of June and stayed in adjacent rooms. Genomic sequencing shows all three have the same variant. They have now been transferred to special accommodation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says a number of theories are being investigated. Victorians will enjoy a further easing of COVID-19 restrictions from midnight tonight. Masks will no longer be mandatory outside, while the 25-kilometer travel limit for those in Greater Melbourne will be scrapped. Up to two people can visit another home, while outdoor gatherings can have 20 people. Gyms, indoor entertainment, and electronic gaming venues will be able to reopen. Acting Premier James Merlino says people will still need to carry face masks and use them when required. Restrictions will be reviewed again in a week's time and potentially relaxed further. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's leaving Europe knowing he's properly raised the challenges we need to address. Ahead of his return to Australia, Mr. Morrison says G7 leaders recognize the importance of the Indo-Pacific region and Australia's role within that.
I think there is a growing awareness of the Indo-Pacific, full stop. It is so much more a factor in both the considerations and assessments of governments, and not just strategically, but economically as well, but also of the business community. There is a keen interest in understanding. This trip has been a good opportunity to try and fuse together, to link together the understandings of the challenges in the Indo-Pacific, as we see them, with those of UK and Europe and indeed North America.
And now to sport. Former tennis champions Andy Murray and Venus Williams have been awarded wild cards for this year's Wimbledon Championships. Two-time winner Murray, who played just his third ATP singles match of the year at Queen's Club on Tuesday, is ranked down at 124, which is outside the cutoff for direct qualification. Five-time champion Venus Williams and Spanish teenager Carlos Alcaraz have also been given wild cards into the main draw. This year's tournament begins on Monday, the 28th of June. Meanwhile, Australian tennis player Alex de Minaur has prevailed comfortably in the battle of Australia's top two men players, outclassing his friend John Millman in the first round of the Queen's Club Championship. Fellow Australian Alexander Vukic was also sent home by Canadian Denis Shapovalov. And now for today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 19. Adelaide, showers increasing, 16. Melbourne, cloudy, 15. Hobart, a shower or two, 10 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 11. Sydney, mostly sunny, 19. Newcastle, sunny, 19. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 21. Cairns, same as yesterday, 29. And Darwin, a sunny 31.